There is a world between our world and the world of the dead. The underworld. One man walks the banks of both sides, bringing justice from beyond the grave, from beyond the River Styx.
Styx Season 2, Episode 2, The Devil's Dance Card.
Morning. Cold and gray. I thought I'd seen it all. Guess everybody thinks they'd seen it all. Then I saw someone from downriver laid out in the underworld city. I saw a symbol slashed into two walls in two different worlds. I got the feeling I know even less than I think I do right now. True's looking at me like she's known that all along. She probably has.
I can read your mind, Blake.
When the overseer of a city of dead souls wants you over for game night, how can you refuse?
Wise up, Wayman.
You had a better sense of humor when you were a stray.
Didn't you tell me this guy has wanted posters all over Underworld City with your face on them? This guy who wants you dead?
Only he erased the lease instead.
So you want revenge on the devil?
How do you know what I want?
'Cause I know the feeling.
True, don't.
Federico Pietro. Big Freddy.
The gangster who got Bobby killed?
After it went down, I copped a piece with Big Freddy's name on it.
No one would have missed him.
Maybe. But guys like Freddy are spiders, Blake. They like to pound their chest and bare their teeth. But they trap their prey in webs.
You've been reading too many nature magazines.
Bobby gambled his way in deep with one of Freddy's goons. Worked his ass off to pay it back. But when it came time to fork it over, Freddy wanted hand delivery. Bobby was ready for a fight, even an ambush. But he wasn't ready for an offer. Keep the money, Freddy told him.
Sounds like the deal of a lifetime.
It was the hangman's noose. Freddy said Bobby had potential. Said he'd see 10 times the cash he owed every month. If he came to work for Freddy, told him he could take good care of his mother with that money.
What's that got to do with me?
The boatman's like Freddy. The punch he'll hit you with is the one you won't see coming.
That son of a bitch has got nothing to offer me. Not after release.
Living in yesterday's the same as being dead, Blake.
Hope I'm not interrupting what I imagine is a very creative business meeting.
My psychic powers don't open for business until 10, Montrose.
Cushy hours. Cushy office, too.
Civilian life's got its perks. What do you want?
There's been another murder.
Gonna accuse me of that one, too?
Watch Commander says there's more coins on eyes. More messages in blood.
Was there a face?
Yes. And another murder weapon. A gun. The same gun used to kill the man known as the Executive 1 year ago. Stolen from our evidence room.
You think I rolled through security and lifted it before killing twice in as many nights? At least you're a believer in the disabled.
I'm sure I don't need to ask you if you have an alibi for last night.
Blake was here. Working. With me.
True Godwin. Blake Wayman's loyal assistant. Or is that accomplice?
Don't suppose you've bothered to noodle up a motive.
Your stars faded pretty quick, Wayman. Your name was in lights for the full 15. Now you're not even a detective anymore. You swindle old women out of money with your psychic bullshit.
It's a living.
Maybe it's not enough. Maybe you needed another villain so you could play hero. Maybe he didn't come. Maybe you invented him.
When you retire, take some classes before writing your first novel. Your plots are a tad thin.
I came to tell you in person not to leave town. I'm watching you.
I'm not going anywhere.
Busy week of seances ahead.
True was just gonna dust off the Ouija board.
Top of the line. Oak from Europe. Only the best.
Don't think you'll get left out of the fun when I close this circus act down, Godwin. There's plenty of room in the clown car for you. Leave town in your mind, Wayman. I'll be in touch.
Ain't that the truth, pal?
Blake, maybe the case you need to focus on is the one up here to get Montrose off your...
Fill up the tub, True. I'm late for a date with the boatman.
Underworld City's on edge.
boat runners prowl the streets, souls scurry into darkened doorways. There's something worse than a Wraith PI wandering this undead concrete jungle. A killer. I find Conrad on his corner. I tell him about the boatman's offer. I tell him I accepted. I'd say he took it a shade better than True did.
You haven't learned a goddamn thing, have you?
At this point, you have to wonder if it's the teacher, right?
Shut up and listen. You spat in the boatman's face. Ruined his plans.
You left out the part about him erasing my wife.
What do you think you're gonna do, Wayman?
Someone killed the night manager, didn't they? Maybe the boatman's not as invincible as he thinks.
No soul has ever killed one of us.
Does that mean the killer's someone like him? One of the river folk?
It's the only answer.
If that's true, how does that explain the symbol? The face at the night manager's hotel was almost identical to the one at Susanna Morgan's house, in my world.
I don't know.
You say you look out for this city. Well, there's a killer on the loose. Maybe the boatman's holding our first breadcrumb.
You're playing with fire, Wayman.
I like the way it glows. I'm going. The question is, you coming or not?
Calloway, get plenty of pictures of the writing on the wall. Berkowitz, do we have a write-up on this victim yet? Get on it. And Valdez, get me a...
She's Danish and coffee. Black, with a hit of sugar.
Foster. What's worse than a bad penny? How many books did you sign this time?
You think your donut order is the only one I know?
10-1 says my coffee isn't.
Scalding hot to the touch and black as sin? You may not like to admit this, Commissioner, but reporters are detectives, too.
The kind that dig through dirty laundry but can't smell their own. Yours stinks of Blake Wayman.
That's the last scent it'd have these days. What have you found so far?
Just the body. His name was Raymond Lin. Age 67. He ran a...
music school in Chinatown. Gave the lessons for free.
Another undercover angel.
The message on the wall is new. Every soul shall taste death.
Another quote from another religious text. Looked it up this time. Our killer has a taste for the supernatural. Sound familiar?
Blake doesn't have anything to do with this.
The knife that killed his old partner. The gun that killed his old enemy.
Why would Blake be so stupid as to point the finger right to himself?
When he was a cop chasing that secret society, some said he had a death wish. Maybe he still does.
You're wrong about him. And I know how to prove it. The coins.
What about them? These are the same as the Morgan killing. No markings.
No visible markings. I've got some paper here. I just need your pencil. Actually, I just need the lead.
Didn't your mother teach you not to take what isn't yours?
I'm just gonna touch the edges of the coins and then...
Tracing.
See what I see?
South Bay Pier.
A show token from the old city boardwalk.
I'll be damned.
See, Montrose? Reporters are detectives. And this is a mite better than dirty laundry.
I've seen the tower at the heart of Underworld City 1,000 times. Tallest of them all. The one building that never changes. Looks modern enough, steel and glass. But there's something cold about it. Something ancient. Like it can't hide what it really is.
If it ain't the detective and the blind man.
You know why we're here.
Right this way, gents. Take it up to the top. No stops.
The numbers say we're going up, but it sure feels like going down.
It's not your imagination. This is a bad idea.
So good to see you again.
I'd tell you to go to hell, but...
Every time I start to hate you, Wayman, I'm reminded why I shouldn't. You're like a dog, barking at a bear. No fear, just flinging spit, snapping jaws, and pure instinct. That's what I need, a dog. One that can follow a scent.
This dog's got teeth.
Are we really going to waste our time like this? Fine, Wayman. Get it out of your system. Be a man. Tell me why you're really here. Tell me what you're gonna do.
I'm gonna...
I'm here to... Sounds ridiculous even as you form the words, doesn't it?
You killed my wife, you bastard!
She was already dead.
You destroyed her soul!
Did I? Or did you? Her unfinished business was you, Blake. And in the last day of her existence, you hated her. Hated her for who she was, for what she did. All without knowing that the reason she died in the first place was because she was faithful to you.
I told her I was sorry. She knew I was sorry. It had to be enough.
Enough to carry her down the river? Who knows? Not me. Not you.
I told you this was a mistake, Wayman. Let's go.
Now the gypsy tells me you stopped coming to Underworld City, that you gave up being a detective, that you con old women out of money by day and drink yourself stupid by night. You even stopped chatting up that beautiful ally of yours. You came here to tell me you hate me, but the truth is, you hate you.
I'll tell you what the truth is. I'm gonna find this killer. Don't care who he is, how bad he is. I'm gonna take him down. I'm gonna take his gun, and I'm gonna bring it back up to this ridiculous fucking room, shove it up your ass, and pull the trigger.
Yes! That's the dog I need. But that's not what you're going to do. You're going to track down this killer. You're going to take his gun. Then you're going to lay it on my desk and kiss the ring on my hand.
I've heard enough of you.
Down, boy. Your leash needs tightening, Conrad. Need I remind you that I wave the white flag over our little soiree?
Like that means shit to me or you.
Au contraire, mon frere.
Neither of you can attack the other while under formal invitation, under penalty of the river.
Maybe you could have mentioned that little detail before I marched my ass up here.
You two make a truly dynamic duo.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't walk out on this farce right now.
Because in exchange for solving this case, I'll give you what no mortal has been given in 1,000 years.
We should leave, Blake.
I'll give you back your wife.
Bullshit.
I have connections downriver. Powerful connections. Bring me this killer. Bring me his gun. And in return, I'll give you a soul. Intact. Any soul you choose. Even Elise.
Blake, don't.
Do not interfere, Prophet. Blake Wayman is a mortal. He must choose.
You'd swear it. On the river.
On the river.
And if I fail?
You know what they say. All dogs go to heaven.
I can't believe this place hasn't been condemned.
I can't believe I let you drag me here. And for the record, the old boardwalk has been condemned. It used to shine, though.
Before things got bad. Before the Black Rose. Before people like Lori died.
I'm hoping we're here for more than a stroll down memory lane, Foster.
Killers who leave breadcrumbs want the credit for them.
And all our breadcrumbs lead to Blake Wayman's gingerbread house.
I'm not sure the weapons point to Blake. I think they're meant to lure him in.
What is it with you, Foster? Can't you see through Wayman's disguise? He's a drunk and a con man. Are you protecting him because he's the lead character in the book that made you famous? Or something more?
I could ask the same of you.
What's that supposed to mean?
I dug into some of your writing about Blake Wayman. A report from when you were his lieutenant, ordering him to drop the investigation into the secret society.
An order he ignored. An investigation that got 2 good cops, Michael Rossetti and Elise Shepherd, killed.
An investigation that might have led you to the Black Rose before a lot of other good people died. Must have been embarrassing for the cops to know Blake had been right all along, huh?
The only thing embarrassing is how obvious it is that your feelings for Wayman blind you to the bum he is.
While yours blind you to the hero he's been. Now, over here. This is what we're looking for.
What the hell is it?
The ticket machine. On the old boardwalk, you'd play games to win tokens. You could exchange the tokens for prizes or tickets to a show.
No way in hell this thing still works. Besides, what's the point?
If the weapons point to Blake, maybe these tokens point to someone else. Maybe the killer. I'll pull off the tarp. You plug it in.
God in heaven. A robotic ticket man? Those eyes and that smile. This was for kids?
Didn't you like being scared as a youth, Montrose?
Step right up! Step right up! Don't be shy! See the shows! Ride the roar!
Okay, that's a little much.
No shit.
A coin or a token is all you need for a ticket to adventure just beyond me!
You brought us here, Foster.
Here goes nothing.
That was anticlimactic.
It was worth a...
Ooh, what have we here? A ticket to magic! Have no fear!
Magic?
I tell no fibs, nor feed no lies! Step this way! You're in for a surprise!
The ticket. Montrose, look.
Xander the Enigma, magician of the impossible.
Oh my God. In the back of the box. On the glass by the ticket man.
A drawing of the one-eyed mask.
He knew we'd come here.
And he's watching.
You're a fool, Wayman. Damn fool!
You're telling me you'd pass up a chance to bring someone back? Someone you love?
I gave up my own eyes to protect the future. And a weapon like that in the boatman's hands? This will not end well.
It won't begin if you don't tell me where we're going. The Hotel Tartarus is behind us.
I know.
The boatman gave us the first clue. He said the night manager was probably sucking memories from a soul when he was killed. Those last memories might give us a look at the killer. And the memories will be in the bottle of wine.
Exactly why we're not going to the Tartarus.
Feel free to continue making no sense at all.
Anything lying around gets picked up by the likes of Lupo in this city.
Lupo's casino ain't this way either.
I ain't following the sound of Lupo's laugh. It's another tune on the air. Welcome to the Drown Rat.
We're by the docks, aren't we? Right on the river.
This place is run by a soul called the Purveyor.
Like Lupo?
Worse.
Packed in here, and those aren't souls at the bar, are they?
No.
River folk. I never knew there were so many. They don't look too scared with this killer on the loose.
Hard to be scared when you're drunk on the nectar of life. Look at the dance floor.
Souls. They're delirious.
The instruments the band is playing aren't from Underworld City.
Let me guess, neither is the nectar.
The purveyor doesn't get his coin from fading souls.
He trades on the black market. With your world.
Ho, ho, ho! Clear the way, lads! Our humble establishment is graced by celebrity this evening. Greetings, Conrad.
Purveyor.
I thought I heard you say you'd never come here again.
I told you hell itself would have to drag me back.
Brought hell with you then, have you now? The Wraith. I'm hurt you haven't paid a visit to my establishment before this night, Mr. Detective.
I don't do jigs.
Prefer the casinos and the company of that Dago ditch dweller, do you? Fair play to you. Such trash should be swept from the streets of our fair city. Don't you agree, Terpsy?
Don't drag me into your shite. I only came over to say hello to an old friend.
Heya, Terpsy. I wasn't sure you were still dancing.
You know me, Conrad. I'll always be dancing. And I too have heard of this one. Greetings to you, Mr. Wayman.
You're not a soul.
Perceptive. You're a protege. Does he shake and roll over as well?
Never seen river folk work for a soul before.
Oh, Terpsy, don't dance for me, Detective. Though a soul can dream, can't he?
I don't dance to enslave souls, mortal. I dance to set them free.
To each his own.
What else do you serve here besides dancing, Purveyor? Any recommendations on wine?
I thought detectives were good with their eyes and noses. Does this look like a wine bar to you, son?
I ain't your son, and I ain't in the mood.
Don't get any notions in my bar, lad. You live longer. I'm not like the gangsters and thieves that plague this oasis in the desert.
So you bought the night manager's wine after he was murdered?
He wasn't going to use it anymore, was he? I repurposed what was gonna go to waste.
Now, who's dancing?
You've said your hellos, Terpsy. Perhaps let the mere wisps of the universe chat for a moment.
I ain't here to burn your joint to the ground, Purveyor, so don't push it. I just need one bottle.
You're still talking to me like I'm a dog, and I don't like it. I'm like you, Mr. Wayman. I'm someone who dabbles in two worlds, but it ain't just as I ferry on the River Styx. It's pleasure.
Quit wasting our time.
You're one to talk about time. Many a night you spent here, Conrad. How long's it been since you had a sip? Do your lips still long for the drink? Your tongue still get dry?
Okay, talking time is over. Give us the wine.
You're more than welcome to search for it. Lads, open the door to the warehouse for our friend.
My God, it's massive. A labyrinth of crates.
It takes a special soul to dream up a warehouse that can hold his avarice. And I can hold a lot, Mr. Wayman. You'll never find it in there, not if you searched for 1,000 years.
Then I guess I'll need a guide.
Give me the wine.
Ho, ho, ho! Been holding back, eh? Very scary. We're more alike than I thought. Lads! Show Mr. Wayman the door. For once, the ads don't oversell the product. Big man, aren't you, Wayman?
You're gonna give me the wine, or do I have to take it?
Neither. I'm clearly a man who loves music, Mr. Wayman. I got a little instrument of my own I'd like to play.
A harp?
Not just any harp.
Wayman, look out!
What the hell is that?
The harp of the Dagda. Traded a lad downriver for a supply of nectar spiked with the laughter of madmen. The things these spiritual creatures get addicted to. This harp's got power. More power than even you.
He's right. Let's go, Wayman.
Toddle along after Daddy, Wayman.
I'll be back. Sooner rather than later.
Looking forward to it, lad. Looking forward to it indeed.
So much for our first clue.
Maybe.
This has been a bust. I'm tired. Almost out of time, and...
You're talking too much. Listen.
What's that? From behind the bar? Near the water?
Follow me. Terpsy.
Conrad, my love.
What are you doing back here?
The purveyor's a great windbag of a mortal soul, but not a shabby businessman. He'd never sell a half-full bottle. This one was tossed on the top of the last pallet. Might be what you're looking for.
Why would you give this to me?
I ain't giving it to you. Sounds strange, but it was good not seeing you in this place, old man.
I wanted to talk to you, but...
I know. Now clear out before more trouble starts. Good luck, lads.
So, is that what your smile looks like?
Shut up and open the bottle.
I see the night manager and his creature sucking the memories from the soul. There! The door breaks open. The killer! He's got the gun!
Who is it? Describe him!
Can't see his face. It's hidden. Hidden behind black smoke. Oh no. Conrad, the killer isn't one of you.
A soul?
Not just a soul. A wraith. A wraith like me.
Styx is written, directed, and produced by Matt Rainey. Sound mix and music score by Matt Branca. Sound editing and design by Keonti Perry. Performed by Brian O'Sullivan, Jen McGurk, John Lacey, Sharon Angela, Alexa Capiello, Alan Smith, Patrick Tutera, Anastasia Matrunin, Michael Garcia, Haley Greenbauer, John Jack Rogers, Bonnie McNeil, Fira Budiman. Recorded at Acoustical Garden in Los Angeles, California.
Season 2 of Styx is dedicated to the memory of K. Patrick Tutera, who played Lupo, Lickspittle, and more. He was a passionate performer and a fierce friend. He will be missed.